Please stand by. We're about to begin. Good day and welcome to the Everglory International Group Incorporated third quarter 2009 earnings conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Brian Prenoveau of Integrated Corporate Relations. Please go ahead.
Good morning and welcome to Everglory International's third quarter 2009 conference call. Before we begin, we would like to take a moment to go through the company's safe harbor policy. The statements contained in the conference call, which are not historical fact, may be deemed to constitute forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual future results may differ materially from those projected in such statements due to a number of risks and uncertainties, all of which are described in the company's filings with the SEC. Everglory does not undertake any obligation to update forward-looking statements except as required by applicable law. Now I would like to turn the call over to Edward Ewok-Tang, Chairman, Chief Executive Officer, for a strategic overview of the business, followed by Emily Guo, Chief Financial Officer, who will provide a financial review. Edward?
Good morning and welcome to our third quarter 2009 earnings conference call. The third quarter of 2009 was a challenging quarter for Everglory's wholesale business as it experienced decreased sales. The majority of this decrease was due to our second quarter decision to halt orders with several customers as we couldn't be certain of their ability to maintain timed payments. Our top priority in this difficult economic is to protect Everglory, its financial position, and its cash flow. We believe we are taking the appropriate steps to protect our finance and provide Everglory with a more stable customer base. In addition to standard manufacturing and logistics, we set up the Fashion Evolution Base, an operating concept that strives innovative and unique product design to ensure exceptional styling and quality. We have increased the management, marketing, and design staff in our wholesale business to continue the innovative fashion concept, which make Everglory the premier one-stop service apparel wholesaler. We believe these efforts allow us to broaden our sales opportunities and improve margins with high-volume fashion apparel even during challenging market conditions. We are happy to report the continued growth and expansion of our retail business through our full-price retailer stores named Dagogo. Our retailer business consists of retailer channel sales directly to consumers through Dagogo located throughout China. Despite of the difficult economic, the latest wear market remains strong and continues to be the largest and the fastest growing segment in the Chinese apparel market. This is reflected by strong sales trends in our retailer segment. During the third quarter of 2009, we recorded over $2.6 million of retailer sales compared to $1 million last year. Also encouraging is that our retail sales per square foot per month increased about 15% compared to the same period of last year. Our retail growth strategy is to increase retail sales and profitability by expanding our network of retail stores and improving the performance of existing stores. In terms of our nationwide expansion of Lagogo, in the third quarter of 2009, we opened 25 new Lagogo stores, closed one store, and as of September 30, 2009, we had 154 Lagogo stores in operation in total. At this time, our company is still committed to opening 30 to 50 new stores for the rest of 2009 in China. Also, in 2009, we are looking for a licensed program with some well-known international brands. This will allow us to diversify our market with minimum capital investment or ongoing operating expenses. During third quarter of 2009, we operated one large flagship stores and 24 small store within stores. While our flagship stores typically have lower margins than our small store within store concept, we believe the presence of flagship stores can help promote our brand image and enhance our overall reputation, which will become an important strategic asset of our company. We think that flagship stores will be about 10% of our total retail store sales in the future. Overall, we believe that our unique operating platform provides Evergloria with the ability to weather the financial crisis better than most apparel manufacturers in Asia and view the challenging global market environment as an opportunity for us to catch great market share. Even in such a difficult operating environment, we remain a profitable company with positive cash flows and later debit. We believe we are positioned for growth over the long term and looking forward to update you on our process. I will now turn the call over to Ms. Emily Gore, our CFO, who will take you through the numbers for the quarter. Emily.
Thank you, Edward. By now, you have all seen Evergloria's press release with our detailed financial results. So I will use this time to highlight key points in the third quarter 2009. During the third quarter 2009, net sales decreased 21.8% to 24.9 million from 31.9 million in the third quarter of 2008. This decrease was primarily attributable to decreased sales orders in the company's wholesale business. In the second quarter, Evergloria halted orders with several customers due to concern of the financial outlook and the timely payment ability of those customers, thereby negatively impacting year-over-year comparison for the remainder of 2009. During the third quarter of 2009, European sales decreased 19.8% to 12 million from 14.9 million in the same period last year. Sales from the United States was roughly flat at 6 million compared with the same period last year. Sales in Japan decreased 55.1% to 3.1 million from 6.9 million. The decrease was due to decreased orders from most of our customers in the Japanese market in the quarter. Sales from China decreased 67.5% to 1.3 million from 2.9 million in the prior year's period. The decrease was attributable to fewer orders from existing customers in Hong Kong, who resell customers in the United States. Despite of the decrease in our wholesale business, momentum continued in our retail business. Sales in our retail business increased to 2.6 million in the third quarter versus approximately 1 million last year. In the third quarter of 2009, gross profit increased 0.9% to 4.63 million from 4.59 million a year ago. Gross margin increased 420 basis points to 18.6% in the third quarter of 2009, compared to 14.4% in the third quarter of 2008, largely due to decreased lower margin orders as the continued effort to pursue higher added value operations, as well as increased leverage in the retail business. For our wholesale segment, gross margin was 16.1% for the 3 months ended September 30, 2009, an increase of 2.4% compared to 3 months ended September 30, 2008. The increase in our gross margin was primarily because we decreased lower margin orders as the continued effort to pursue higher added value operation. For our retail business, gross margin was 40% in 3 months ended September 30, 2009, an increase of 4.3% compared to 3 months ended September 30, 2008. The increase was primarily due to increased same-store sales this quarter. Our income from operations for the third quarter of 2009 decreased 15.8% to 2 million, or 7.9% of total sales, compared to 2.3 million, or 7.3% of sales in the third quarter of 2008. The decrease was primarily due to the increased selling expenses and the general and administrative expenses associated with increased management, design, and marketing staff as a result of our business expansion, renovation, and increased retail marketing expenses to promote our Lagogo. Net income for the third quarter of 2009 increased 200.3% to 1.9 million or 7 cents per diluted share from 643,000 or 5 cents per diluted share in the third quarter of 2008. Okay, now I will turn the call to Edward for some closing remarks.
Thank you, Emily. With respect to our financial outlook for 2009, or for year 2009, the company total net sales of 103 million to 118 million, and net income should be 5.8 million to 6.5 million. The 4 year revenue forecast is compared of 90 million to 100 million in expected wholesale revenue and 30 million to 8 million in revenue from retailer. Before we take any questions, I want to express my thanks to our investors for their continued support and confidence in our management team. We remain focused on executing our strategy to be a leading apparel supplier and retailer in China, known for innovation design, high-quality products, and timely production. Conclude our prepared remarks. Operator, we are ready to take some questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Today's question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you would like to ask a question, you may do so by pressing the star key, followed by the digit 1 on your touch-tone phone. If you're joining us on a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, that is star one if you have a question. We'll pause for a moment to compile the queue. Again, if you would like to ask a question, that's star one. And as there appear to be no questions at this time, I would like to turn the call back over to Brian Prenoveau for closing remarks.
Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for joining us on this morning's call. We look forward to providing updates for you in future quarters. Thank you.
That concludes today's conference. Thank you for your participation.